Caution.
Okay. And how about calls to stop horses?
Whoa.
Calls to pigs at feeding time.
Sure.
Calls to sheep to get them in for the pasture, any?
Just call sheep.
All right.
And it doesn't matter about calling the sheep, if the sheep is personally acquainted with you, he'll come.
Okay.
If they don't, you can call, he won't pay attention to you.
Is that right? You're like
testing. You have to know you personally.
Mm. How about calls to chickens at feeding time? If you're getting ready to take a horse out to work with him, you say, I've got to do what to the horses? I've got to...
Hitch him up.
All right. And how about lines for driving, plowing, or riding a horse? Difference. Do you use the same words for all?
Let's say plow line, or driving line, reins.
All right. And how about when you're riding on the back of a horse, the things you put your feet in that hang down?
The stirrup.
All right. And do you have a special terms for horses on the left or right in plowing?
Old horse and the nigh horse.
The wet horse, the...
Off horse and the nigh horse.
Which is which?
Well, the off horse is a port horse.
Okay, that's a left choice.
It's a starboard horse.
Okay. You're talking about a short distance from one place to another. Someone says, where, how far is it? You say, oh, it's just a what over there? It's just a...
Hop, skip, and a jump.
All right, if it's a long distance over there, you say it's really a...
Fur piece.
Okay. Something that is not difficult to find, you say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
All right. And if a boy was running along and he fell this way, you'd say he fell
yonder way.
Yeah. Well, if he fell this way, you'd say he fell what?
Backward.
And if he fell this way,
forward.
All right. And what does yonder way mean? How would that?
No, he fell way over there.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah. Now, you talk about apples. Are there any apples left? You say, no, there's not.
No apples.
All right. Now, you say something like, not a one, nary a one, or...
I've heard it say nary one.
Okay.
Or area none. How do you use that expression?
Area none, huh?
Not nary one.
But I asked him if he had done something wrong, and he said he had...
He had not.
Done...
Nothing.
Okay. All right. He said he was sorry he had to have broken your rake, and you might say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Didn't like it anyway.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. Did he give you any? No, he didn't give me
any.
Okay. So that boy is spoiled. When he grows up, he'll have his trouble. Now, here we want something like, apt is not, like is not.
Parental delinquency.
Would you ever use the term like is not or apt is not?
I would.
Which one?
Apt is not.
Okay. And trenches cut by a plow are called?
Furrows, yeah.
Yeah. And to get the land ready to plant, by getting rid of the trees and brush, say we had to what?
No, they clear the land.
Okay.
They do it by machinery now.
All right. And we raised a big what of wheat this year? We raised a big, or cotton?
Crop of wheat.
And do you have any terms for a second cutting of clover or grass?
Never heard it.
All right.
Except second cutting.
Uh-huh. Now we've talked before about, we talked about this in terms of hay, but also it could be used in terms of wheat when it's tied up in...
That's a shock when it's hooked up. The sheaves.
Yeah.
Stack up the sheaves and make a shock.
Okay. How many sheaves in a shock?
I don't remember.
All right.
A dozen or so.
Okay. Are shocks then tied into larger...
What?
Are they tied into larger units?